Good morning. It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody.
Back iron the Dragons. Here comes the break on the wing to Bledsoe. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. And the Phoenix Suns are right back in the ballgame.
The Phoenix Suns play their last game of the season tonight against the Sacramento Kings, but for all intents and purposes, their season really ended Monday night when the Suns lost to the Memphis Grizzlies and were eliminated from the playoffs. And it's probably fair to say at least some Suns fans have mixed emotions as they prepare for another postseason that their team will not be a part of. On the one hand, before the season, the pundits predicted Phoenix's win total would be lower than the legal drinking age. But on the other, the Suns missed the playoffs basically by a game. To sort this all out, we welcome Arizona Republic sports columnist Paula Bovin. Paula, welcome.
Thank you.
So even failing to make the playoffs, is it fair to say that objectively you have to consider the season a wild success?
Oh, no question. I mean, as you mentioned, when there were predictions of 18 wins, 19 wins, and to achieve what they did from just the dynamics of this team, a bunch of guys who, you know, had bad breaks or didn't succeed other places to succeed here, and then you have a coach, no one really knew what kind of head coach he would be, for Jeff Hornacek to turn out to be the type of guy he is. It's pretty remarkable this season, and definitely a success.
So do you think that this is a sign of things to come for this team, or is this just one of those everybody played, like had a career year all at the same time?
You know, I think there was sort of this perfect storm, Mark, with this team. You know, in a lot of ways, they did tap into guys who had a lot to prove, you know, who have contracts coming up, a lot of things were in play, and so I think they got the best out of them. But I really think you have to credit the staff, too, and the executives for seeing the potential in a lot of these guys. That's sometimes the biggest reason you have success in the NBA. It's not necessarily drafting lottery picks, but it's envisioning what a guy can be in 3 or 4 years. And they got really good guys, and as corny as that sounds, they got guys who like to work hard, who had something to prove, who respect their coach and connected with their coach. So, yeah, I think it had a lot to do with talent evaluation, and I think we'll see some more of this next season.
Were people affiliated with the team as surprised by how it did this season as people outside?
Yeah, you know, I think so. Not to the extreme I think fans were, because you're talking about a coach and a general manager in McDonough, that those guys really have confidence in who they are. I've never seen a GM and a coach more comfortable in their own skin than those two. And not in a, you know, sort of ego way, but in a just a confidence way. So I think they were excited about the pieces. But, you know, every time they talked, they were also saying things like, this is a rebuilding project. You know, we know it's going to take some time. I think they're pretty surprised at how quick some of these guys developed.
Well, you know, I think back to a few years ago when the Diamondbacks were a pretty young team, and team management was saying, okay, this is a rebuilding year. We're going to bring a lot of guys up from the minors and let them sort of figure it out on the major league level. And they went and had a fantastic season. I'm wondering if you see any parallels between that team and the Suns team.
No, it's a great point. And you know, conversely, I'm looking at the current Diamondbacks team who did such a poor job, I think, in some ways of talent evaluation and trades and things like that. There's a sharp contrast. But absolutely, I mean, that Diamondbacks team was marked by some young talent and by a belief in the executives on that team that they had found guys that are going to, you know, maybe have some of their best years, they were peaking at the right time, things like that. So definitely some similarities.
Do you think that the way that this Suns season went will change the front office's approach during the offseason as far as leading into next year?
I think they're faced with some really hard questions. I mean, I, if you asked them maybe what they'd be doing this offseason at the beginning of the year, I think their answers would be different now because, you know, to get what you got out of Bledsoe and everything that P.J. Tucker and Gerald Green, you know, this team has some really tough decisions this offseason. Channing Frye is a guy with a player option who this next season, who wants to get an extension. I'm not 100% sure the Suns will do that, although they love him to death. You know, they've got Bledsoe, who's going to be a restricted free agent. P.J. Tucker is due a qualifying offer. There's a lot of money things that need to be answered, and as a fan of good basketball and guys that play hard, I hope they can keep a lot of these pieces together and maybe add around that because they've been so fun to watch.
Paula Bovin is a sports columnist for the Arizona Republic. Paula, thanks.
Thank you, Mark.